It's a rare day that a polka song perfectly sums up a piece of legislation. Today is one of those days.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
As in barrels of beer. And though we're having a bit of fun with the topic, On Tap is a big dollar showdown between brewers and distributors, with each claiming they best represent North Carolina's beer drinkers. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Little beer is now big business in North Carolina. What started small has grown into more than 200 independent breweries, adding an estimated $1.2 billion a year to the state's economy, according to the North Carolina Craft Brewers Guild. But that growth is about to hit a production ceiling. Breweries can distribute their own beers in North Carolina so long as they produce no more than 25,000 barrels of beer a year. And a barrel is roughly equal to 330 bottles of beer. Now, that sounds like a lot, but John Marino, founder of Old Mecklenburg Brewery, says it's not.
This year, I'm on a run rate to exceed this cap and have to dramatically change my business plan.
Because when a brewery produces more than 25,000 barrels in a year, they are required by state law to have a beer wholesaler start distributing all of their product. And Old Mec is not alone. Noda and Red Oak breweries are also staring at the limit, as are other breweries around the state. The beer wholesaler system goes back to when Prohibition ended, as a way, distributors say, to make sure liquor laws were being followed. But, Marino says, a lot has changed since then. Signing a distribution deal, he says, leads to a series of problems. Higher costs since a middleman is involved, the loss of control of their branding, and getting swept into a distributor's portfolio, which can carry hundreds of other beers.
I distribute my beer in Mecklenburg County and the region surrounding Mecklenburg County. That's pretty much all we want to do. And frankly, we don't need a distributor to do that. I have 15 sales and distribution staff that cover it fantastically. I have 650 restaurants carrying my products, over 200 retail outlets. Frankly, if I was in a distributor's portfolio with 980 brands, I'd be lucky if I had 100 restaurants carrying my beer.
And he would have to fire some of his staff, a point not lost on Representative Chuck McGrady.
Prohibiting distribution at an arbitrary limit and then forcing the business to hand over the rights of their brand, lay off their distribution employees, and sell their trucks and other distribution equipment when they want to expand simply doesn't make any sense to me.
So McGrady has now introduced House Bill 500, a big bill on booze, which, among other things, would increase that barrel limit from 25,000 to 200,000 barrels per year and make it easier for breweries to exit a distribution contract for any reason.
Craft brewers need more freedom to make and distribute their product. And for me, it's really become sort of a free market issue.
But this bill faces a tough fight, namely from the North Carolina Beer and Wine Wholesalers Association. Tim Kent is the executive director of that group, and normally this is when you'd hear his voice. But Kent is currently battling a bout of bronchitis, so I interviewed him over email. He writes this bill is, quote, a gigantic overreach. The proposed 200,000 barrel limit is equal to 66 million bottles of beer. And he added, there are at least a dozen North Carolina beer distribution companies that don't sell 200,000 barrels in a year's time. And Kent says distributors also have a lot to lose. Quote, we employ 5,600 people in 75 different facilities around the state. Our companies have a $2.5 billion economic impact. Past efforts to up the barrel cap have stalled out, but this year's beer battle is likely to be a fierce one. Both sides are well-funded and have their legislative supporters. In the meantime, remember what polka music taught us. It could always be worse.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here.
For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.